Welcome to this introduction for the audio-described performance of William Shakespeare's Hamlet, a powerful new adaptation directed by John Haydar and featuring Billy Howell in the title role. The show is on Saturday, November the 12th at 2:30 p.m. with a touch tour of the stage and set at 12:30 p.m. Before the performance, there will be a recap of these introductory notes at 2:15 p.m. Hamlet lasts for approximately 3 hours, including a 20-minute interval. The performance will be live audio described by Megan Shaw and Rachel Bell. The following recording lasts around 14 minutes and includes information about the set, characters and costumes, followed by access information, content warnings and contact details for the venue. Set. Hamlet incorporates elements of the modern world, such as video projection and strobe lighting, within a more timeless setting. The story unfolds in and around the monumental walls of Elsinore, inspired by a real castle in Helsingør, Denmark. It is a world of shadowy staircases, hidden doors and black voids. The castle is represented by a slab of grey wall, standing 5 meters wide and over 6 meters high at the rear of the space. The stone wall is clad in black textured wooden boards, sometimes lit to produce deep shadows, while mist and projections create new and interesting textures as they move over the surface. The wall revolves in a full circle to reveal new rooms, winding staircases and darkened doorways, offering characters a variety of vantage points from which to spy or eavesdrop. 2 more tall sections of slatted wall stand separate and in front of the main structure on either side. The rest of the palace is suggested by a split-level black marble floor that extends in front of the wall. The first level is 2 meters deep, with 2 shallow steps descending to a lower level, 3 meters deep. The floor is laid with glossy marble tiles marked with diagonal lines, which connect to form diamond patterns. On either side of the lower level are a pair of wide arches. When we meet Hamlet, a projector beams television images onto a partly transparent curtain in front of the walls at the top of the steps. A switch in lighting reveals a tableau of the cast standing behind, dressed in theatrical Venetian masks, as an official state room is revealed. When characters speak directly to the audience, the wood-panelled wall darkens to black, illuminated by a border of bright fluorescent strip lighting. Later speeches are backed by projections, showing the passing of clouds or jagged, shifting lines resembling electrical brainwaves. The wall revolves in a clockwise direction to reveal another room in the castle. There is a dark, open doorway on the right-hand side which is bordered by industrial-style granite-grey panels. The wall returns to its previous configuration, representing an exterior platform. There is a doorway 2 meters off the ground in which the ghost of Hamlet's father watches. A subtle shift in lighting allows the doorway to disappear completely, replaced once more by wood panels. Another revolution takes us to a new room in the castle. On the left-hand side, there are 2 flights of steps leading to a largely obscured doorway in the wall. To the right, there is another opening at ground level. When a play is performed in the palace hall, the royal household watches from a raised vantage at the top of the steps. They sit on chairs as the players act out the drama below. Another turn reveals a new room with a gap in the center of the wall. A long, steep staircase fills this space, leading to an unseen doorway halfway up. Queen Gertrude's private rooms are represented by a single wooden trunk placed front left. Hanging above is a light fitting shaped like bull's horns. The back wall is covered by black curtains with space in the centre for a mirrored door. The story moves to a churchyard represented by a 2.5 meter long grave dug front centre. When the gravedigger stands inside, only his top half is visible. Hamlet climaxes in the Great Hall, where the lower level is kept clear for a duel. At the top of the steps, there is a long wooden table with wine bottles and glasses. Next to it is a stand holding 4 fencing blades. Characters and costumes. Now a description of Hamlet's 16 characters, 10 major and 6 minor, beginning with Hamlet's family. Hamlet, a prince of Denmark, is a white man in his early 30s. He has tousled auburn hair, which matches his generally casual appearance. Hamlet has light blue eyes with expressive eyebrows and a wide mouth. He is 6 feet tall and has a slim build. His movements are generally relaxed, and he walks with a slight swagger. When roused to anger or excitement, his gestures become exaggerated, with flamboyant use of his body and limbs. Throughout several costume changes, Hamlet remains entirely dressed in black, first appearing in a denim jacket and skinny jeans paired with a black t-shirt decorated with jagged white lines. He later changes into a long-sleeved satin shirt and vintage leather jacket, along with black Chelsea boots. Gertrude is Hamlet's mother and the queen. A white woman in her early 60s, she is 5'5" tall and of medium build, with wavy grey-blonde hair worn in a chignon bun. Gertrude is graceful and confident and presents herself elegantly at all times, with flowing silk dresses and wide-legged trousers paired with low heels. She always appears interested in those around her, standing close to her companions during conversations. She moves with enthusiasm, taking long strides and often throwing her arms out wide. Claudius is the new king of Denmark and Hamlet's uncle. A white man in his early 60s, he is 5'8" tall, slim and wiry. Claudius has a bald head and is clean-shaven, accentuating his craggy features. He presents himself with quiet authority, standing with legs apart and leaning into conversations. His clothes are smart suits in sober colours, which are well cut to give the impression of wealth and power. The ghost of Hamlet's father is a mostly spectral figure who dresses in typical black hooded garb, disguising his face. The House of Polonius. An advisor to Claudius, Polonius is a black man in his mid-50s, 5'8" tall with a rounded body shape. He has a jovial demeanour, often smiling broadly with twinkling brown eyes. Polonius wears black framed glasses and has a shaved head with salt and pepper stubble. His clothes are smart but sharply tailored, wearing suits in slate blue and dark grey with maroon tie and a pocket square. His shoes are brown leather. Ophelia is Polonius's daughter and Hamlet's love interest. A woman in her early 20s, she has pale white skin and long wavy light brown hair, which she wears in a low bun. Her hair becomes looser as the play progresses, until in the final scenes it is completely down. Ophelia's eyes are large and vivid green, her mouth bow-shaped and her cheeks and chin slightly dimpled. She's 5'6" tall and has a slim build. When anxious, she hugs herself and fidgets with her hand and rings. When we first meet Ophelia, she's dressed in an elegant navy blue halter neck dress and silver strappy heels. She later appears in a bright green crochet top with short sleeves, blue jeans, and light pink high-top trainers. Ophelia's final appearances see her barefoot, wearing shorts over a large shirt covered in mud. Laertes is Polonius's son and the brother of Ophelia. He's in his mid-20s, tall and long-limbed, with a medium build and dark curly hair. He has a reserved manner, but when pushed, his physical actions are swift and muscular. Laertes dresses in smart casual clothes, light brown loafers and a loose-fitting muddy brown suit worn with a blue open-necked shirt and later a maroon polo neck. Friends of Hamlet. Horatio is a woman in her late 20s, 5'6" and slim. She is of mixed African and white heritage with brown skin. Her hair is styled in thin, waist-length braids worn in a high ponytail and later a bun. Horatio dresses in modern, youthful clothing, with bright lime green tops, baggy washed out blue jeans and high top trainers, later changing into a more formal baggy trouser suit. She has an inquiring face and moves with quick, alert movements. Rosencrantz is tall, with a shy and awkward demeanour, and moves slightly stiffly. He wears tortoiseshell framed glasses and a loose-fitting green jacket, navy blue trousers and black leather shoes. Guildenstern is a white woman, 5'4" tall and slim. She has a relaxed manner and an open face. Her light brown hair is shoulder length, and she wears a light blue cotton jacket, tan trousers, and black loafers. Palace servants and staff. Rinaldo, who acts as a spy to Polonius, stands with a straight back and looks attentive at all times, communicating through plentiful hand movements. She's a petite woman in her late 20s, professionally dressed in a black trouser suit, white shirt, black loafers, and clear frame glasses. Her hair is twisted up and held in a clip. Osric, the courtier of Claudius, is slightly camp and affected in his mannerisms and dress. 5'8" tall and slightly overweight, he wears a purple smoking jacket over a pink shirt with cravat. The players are a pair of actors who visit Elsinore to perform at court with Hamlet. The player queen has quick bird-like movements. She's dressed in period costume, wearing a cream-coloured Elizabethan dress with long sleeves, petticoats, and a deep pink sash across the body with cream ballerina slippers. The player king has slicked back, black-grey hair and the beginnings of middle-age spread. Upon arrival, he's drably dressed in blue jeans and brown jacket and moves a little ponderously, but bursts to life when he acts. His stage costume is traditional Tudor doublet, hose and cape. The player king and queen wear gold Venetian masks for their performance. The gravedigger dresses in black and wears a knitted cap, gilet and black combat boots. He's a weary-looking soul, always clasping a shovel, a cup of tea or pressing a hand to his chest. Credits. Billy Howell plays Hamlet. Neve Cusack is Gertrude. Claudius is played by Finbar Lynch. Miran Mack is Ophelia. Jason Barnett plays Polonius and Osric. Laertes and Rosencrantz are played by Taheen Modak. Isabel Adamarco Young is Horatio. Catherine Stewart takes on the roles of Guildenstern, Ronaldo, and the player queen. The player king, ghost and gravedigger are played by Fadoos Bamji. The creative team for Hamlet is director John Haydar, set designer Alex Eales, costume designer Natalie Price, lighting designer Malcolm Rippeth, composer and sound design Max Pappenheim, video design Jack Phelan. Lucy Cullingford is the movement director, casting director Sam Stevenson, fight director Brett Yount, the costume supervisor is Zoe Hammond, and Eleanor Lower is the assistant director. Access information. The Bristol Old Vic is accessible through the theatre's main entrance on King Street. Please note that the street is cobbled. Full access information for the Bristol Old Vic can be found at https://bristololdvic.org.uk/your-visit/access/general-access-information. If you need any further assistance, for example, if a visit to the theatre in advance of the show would help, then please contact the box office on 0117 987 7877, 1pm to 6pm Monday to Saturday, or email access@bristololdvic.org.uk. Content warnings. Hamlet contains violent scenes, including stabbing and choking, murder and suicide. There are 2 live gunshots and strobe lighting is used during the performance. Cigarette smoke is also featured. And that's the end of this audio introduction.